This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
1, 2, 1, 2.
I probably need more than usual.
I've got you turned up a little more than me.
Because I don't have puff, Richard.
Yeah.
I'm recovering from surgery, Richard.
Don't I know it?
Nurse Richard.
Yes.
Could you just move that from over there to over there?
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you. Could you pick that up? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Need anything else?
Could you just pass me that?
Yeah, here you go.
Thank you. I need a cup of tea.
Sure, I'll get you a cup of tea. One sec.
Thank you. And could you build my easel while you're doing that?
Yes, I wouldn't mind putting that together at all. It's just come in the post.
And all this cardboard has to go. Can we fold that and put it in the recycling?
Yeah, no problem. You just fold those up and take them downstairs to the recycling.
Oh, can I have a back rub?
Yeah, here you go. There you go. You hungry?
Yeah, hungry, Richard, but I don't know what to eat.
Okay, well, you know, I could make you a salad or a soup.
Could you go to the shop and get some tofu?
Okay, tofu. Sure, yes. You gonna be okay while I'm gone?
Oh, I don't know. Can you carry me there?
I guess so. Here, hop on. Get on. You know, and I'll just... I don't want to carry you in such a way that it hurts where your surgery was, so...
Well, I don't want to be too much trouble to you, but
could you carry
me in a rickshaw, please?
Yes, that'll probably be safer.
Could you build a quick one for me?
Yes, let me just whip up a rickshaw. Whipping up a rickshaw, there we go. Don't rip up your rickshaw. Rip up your rickshaw. I quit. What? Oh, folks, this rickshaw's off the rails. It's a doze.
Could a rickshaw get me off the wagon? Well, anyway, let's take a rickshaw down to Tesco, and then we'll make a nice dinner while you will, and I'll sit down and eat it.
Yes.
Richard and Greta, gonna make your lives better today.
He's been a wonderful nurse. He's been so patient. So patient.
I'm at your beck and call. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just gotta sit differently, Richard. Okay, I'm fine.
Jesus,
God, recuperation, you know, it is a lesson in gratitude and it is a lesson in joy and recovering. You know, when I came to and I saw Richard's face, I was absolutely overwhelmed with love. I just thought, oh my God, there he is. Everything's fine, you know. It was so nice to see your face, Richard.
Well, thanks, Greta.
Do you remember the moment? Was it as good a moment for you without the fentanyl?
Yeah, I think it was because, you know, even though it was a minor operation, I was like, they're putting you under, you know? Are you coming back? In the back of my mind, a little bit, of course I say to you, everything's going to be fine. It's routine. Don't worry. They do this all the time. As soon as they wheel you away, I go, she's going to fucking die.
I didn't. But I'm here.
I know. I was so delighted to see your glowing eyes, you know, when they brought you back in.
Yeah, it was a big moment of love, you know, and so I recommend it. Get invasive surgery when you can if you need to rejuvenate your relationship with your partner.
It's really brought us a lot closer and kind of reignited our love.
Some people spend a lot of money on a holiday. Consider surgery. I'm sure there's things in there you don't need, you know. You get your appendix out. Why not, you know, preventative? Gallbladder, I mean, what does that even do? What does it even do? Why do we have one? What's that? Sounds stupid.
I don't know what it does.
I'm going to remove that next.
Oh, Greta, are you hooked on surgery now?
Well, is there anything else I don't need in there? I was just thinking of doing a cleanup.
Do you have your tonsils still? Those could go.
Yeah, great.
Welcome.
Welcome.
To Richard.
And Greta.
And our podcast.
Our podcast.
About how to get...
up the nose, in the eye, and through the ear of your partner.
Find out all the gritty details, you know, and explore them and learn about each other.
Find an orifice, bring a pickaxe and a head torch.
And get deep inside and learn and love and be happy.
Those are the bins, hear that? Thank God they're taking them.
They don't always, folks. They like to pass us over because we live up a little alley and sometimes they just go, we're not going to bother.
So, Richard.
Yes, Greta.
Would you like to review a product?
Sure.
Your... oh, I can't remember who made it. Is it Dolce & Gabbana? Your cologne.
Oh, it's Gucci.
Gucci.
Yes, Midnight Stroll.
Midnight Stroll by Gucci. Richard, over to you.
God, it's the best, you know? Sorry for the really weird product placement, folks. You wouldn't think Richard's after the Gucci cologne, but boy, am I. Was in Dubai. Let's paint the picture. Okay.
This is the sight of Richard you don't know who goes shopping for top-hand perfume in Dubai.
Yes, and Greta was with me, and I was with Greta, and we were trying on different colognes and perfumes and eaux de toilette in the airport duty-free store.
Yes.
And I tried on this Gucci Midnight Stroll, and it smelled like the smell I've been looking for all my life. I fell into it.
It smells so you, Richard. It smells so like you.
It's as if I could sweat heaven, it would be this. It's so fucking sexy. It's weird because I find myself sexy when I put it on. I'm like, hey, Richard, who's this?
Yes,
you know, it's God, it's a so good smell. It's I give it 100 stars.
Now, journey into it a little, Richard, and tell us, where are you surfing in your dreams?
I do kind of go into this deep black ocean. It sounds kind
it's
of sinister,
night, isn't it?
But it is night.
It's night.
And it's this warm, deep black ocean with a static fuzz of purple stars.
Yes.
That just holds you like you're making out in the woods with your truest love.
I love the backdrop of Wheelie Bin on cobble as Richard mooses on this beautiful smell.
Yes.
I can smell the stars that led the wise man over the meadow to where the baby Jesus was being pushed out. Like frankincense, myrrh, smell ancient gold.
Oh, the BBGs.
The baby G's, yeah. The BBGs.
The BBGs, yes.
The BBG.
The BJ.
The OG BJ.
Greta, I would like you to review for me your new easel.
I love my easel. It is a strong, beautiful wooden thing, not A-frame, not tripod-esque, because tripods suck a big one. I mean, everybody says, you know, 3 points of whatever will do. Not to me. I fight with tripods. They're horrible. Tripods are my bitches. I mean, they really itch my ass. I can't stand them. And this is not one, so already it's welcome.
I didn't know you felt so strongly. But I guess it's from cameras and things. They do itch your ass.
Oh, dear. It's no funny time here because of my stitches from my surgery. I don't know if I mentioned it. So I have to be careful, you know, if I laugh, it's high stakes. Anyway, so this tripod, I've been oil painting and I absolutely fall in love with it. It's very new for me to fall in love with a thing. It doesn't happen. It's never happened before, to find a hobby that, you know, I now want to do so much. It's quite nice. Maybe it's age. I don't know what it is, but suddenly I know where I want to be, and that's with the paints. And so Richard, built a easel, and it's lovely. I got to use it, you know. I think I can stand and paint, which is great, because at the moment I'm sitting on the floor and painting in the corner.
But I must say your paintings are fantastic, Greta. I mean, they're absolute. You're a master. You know, you got a natural flair.
Oh, God. I got to cough, Richard, but I can't because of my stitches. Oh, Richard. Oh, shit.
This has been part of my life.
And it makes me laugh as well. It's a double, double no-no. I need a piece of ginger, Richard.
Okay. Greta's been coughing like this for a week where she doesn't cough. She just does like a banshee noise.
I make noises. See that? No- oh, God. Richard.
Some ginger.
Some ginger is the only thing that works. It takes a fucking age to peel. I think it's passing, Richard. Oh, if I could only sing low. Singing low helps you not cough.
Okay.
Oh, thank you for the ginger. That's fast ginger.
A little square of fresh ginger on this. Dagger.
That's lovely. Presented on a dagger's tip. Thank you, Richard. This is a really good home remedy. I recommend it. You chew blind raw ginger.
It really works, folks.
It works like scratching an itch.
It's way better than any lozenge. I mean, it's weirdly so good.
It's so potent. Your throat is absolutely stampeded into submission.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greta.
Richard.
I've got a question here from one of our listeners.
Yes, please.
Ferreira Kimball.
Oh, not Rocher.
No, Kimball, yeah. Ferreira Kimball writes in to say, we want our wedding to feel unique. Any tips?
Well, I'm sure every couple, this is the question every couple wants to answer, because nobody wants the identical wedding, you know, and people have worn scarlet and thought that was some kind of rebellion. But I think you can go further. Nude. Nude on a plinth. So you're going to need a ladder, a high stone plinth, only room for three. You two and the priest or whoever's marrying you. And you will all be nude. And that plinth is small. We're talking about a circumference of about 1.5 feet. So tuck in, everyone, or you're going to fall. We want your dicks close. And we want your words meaningful. You say it, you mean it up there. Because you are in a haste to get down. And I do. Good, let's go. Unforgettable.
Case closed.
Well, I have a question from Henry Susan.
That's a beautiful name. Henry Susan, yes. Yes, I'd love to answer any of your questions, Henry Susan.
So Henry Susan asks, is it possible to satisfy my partner without touching them?
Oh, my. Well, you know, you could try some Reiki. But,
Reiki.
I don't know if satisfying is the word that goes with Reiki. It could be nice, you know, just have someone closely there hovering their hands over you. Satisfying? Not sure. You know, acts of kindness. You could build them an easel, you know, that's one tip.
Yeah, that gets me going.
How do you satisfy your partner without touching them?
Well, let's have every thought that's in your mind, you know, even the discards.
Yeah, it's mostly discards. It's all discards, you
Talk
know?
Talk us through your discards.
Okay, we had, cook for them. We had do a magical striptease.
Well, that sounds good. Tell me every detail. Why did you discard it?
I don't know, because it wasn't fully formed. I was just picturing myself nude, and you were on a high bed covered in scarves, and you were looking at me, and I was nude, and I had these bowls of beads.
You can't discard this stuff, Richard.
And sequins that I was gluing to my skin to prepare for a dance to usher in the spring.
Oh, Richard, sounds gorgeous.
You know, and getting some thin scarves of my own that I tie into my hair that can kind of flow behind me, you know, and whip it on a little bedroom fan to get those going, and just doing a few twirls, couple high tiptoe moves. And oh, is he going to lose his balance? No, he catches himself in time, like a small bird landing on a tinder twig. And then, like Maximus in Gladiator, yelling to the heavens, "Are you not entertained?"
Oh,
you know,
yes.
And then doing a few more dance moves.
Oh, yes. And I think I would be fully satisfied, you know? A bird of paradise. And how did you stay? How are those sequins stuck on?
They came with a sticky back.
Oh,
I don't
perfect,
know, you know,
perfect.
So you just gotta, but it's a fiddly, you don't want to clip your nails before you do this. It's a fiddly to get the backs of them off, and you stick them on, and you might lose a few during the dance.
Wearing false nails?
Yes, absolutely. Clickety clackety click. And a few of these little bejeweled bedazzlers might pop off of your skin in different stretches and flexes. And so you might hear them ticketing and tacketing across the floor, but that just adds to the rhythm of what you're doing. It can be annoying sticking to the bottom of the feet, but hey, you know, a barefoot tap shoe instantly made.
Oh, beautiful. And are you wearing your Midnight Stroll perfume?
You're fucking A right I am, you know?
Oh, I mean, any partner would be satisfied. Henry Susan, I think you have your answer.
Yes, yes. You might whisper the words Gucci, Gucci, occasionally at the end of different poses.
Believe. So, surprise segment.
Greta.
Yes, Richard.
In the world of music, vibrato is something that singers bring to the table to make their notes have a little bit more punch and emotion. Oh, yes, I see what you mean. You know, add a little vibrato. And I thought, singers, you're hogging all the vibrato. Let's add this to our daily talking.
Yes.
To make our days beautiful and every conversation beautiful, you know? So,
am I too vibrat?
Yes.
Oh. I always thought vibrato was by accident, you know, like they set off to sing a note and then, whoopsie, they're losing track of it.
Yeah, like they're falling off the edge. Whoa.
Beats the the water blaster, which we can hear in the background.
Yeah, that's the mechanical jet wash and a vehicular.
Jet washing
item.
That bird shit off of many. Okay, Richard, would you tell me? Oh, it's hard to vibrate.
Yes.
I might vibrate a stitch off. Why? How's hard? It's hard. How do you do it?
I don't know. I think if you pretend to be a sheep, it helps.
No, that's a dolphin.
Yes,
okay,
it's somewhere between
now,
sheep and ghost.
It's very hard. Thank you.
That's the challenge. You're meant to be talking.
Thank you for looking after me.
You're very welcome, Greta. Are you enjoying your coffee?
Yeah.
I like to sit here with you and have these conversations in vibrato because it makes our conversations so nice.
You sound scared.
Yes, oh no.
I feel like we're about to crack a Scooby-Doo case.
Yes, I think we should get out of here.
Should we go to a museum?
Yes, maybe we'll find some clues.
Thank you for building my easel.
Should we compare and contrast? You know, what a statement or a question sounds like without vibrato and with vibrato. Oh, for example, Greta, would you like a glass of water?
Yes.
Greta, would you like a glass of water?
Yes.
So much more beautiful with.
That's the truth.
Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I invite you to a small surprise.
Yes.
Of a segment.
Yes.
Now, we have a beautiful practice.
What's that?
Because when we go, Richard and I, on our travails, we sometimes bring back a little rock or stone, and we have quite a collection. They're down by the fireside by which I sit, and I would like for you to make music from the stones. I would like to play the stones. I'm going to give you some stones, and
okay.
Then we can muse over our past travails in song over the playing of the stone.
Sounds divine.
Do you want the long one that's shaped like a foot?
Sure.
I'll get a small handle. That's a lovely
little
egg one there. Oh, I can't.
Oh, Greta, be careful.
Yes.
Careful, Greta. I don't know about surgery and carrying of stones.
One is a crystal. That's the shape of that one.
Oh, look, these beautiful stones.
That's just a few, but I mean, that'll do, won't it?
Yeah, they're from different seasides we've been to in Wales and Spain and Sicily.
Sicily.
Spain.
Wales! Aberystwyth.
It sounds like sucking on a lozenge.
Yeah, it does. Oh, like the teeth of a giant.
Yeah.
Who couldn't wait to crunch that mint.
Yeah. Oh, will he crunch it? As he thinks back on his memories of strolling the beaches of Italia and Hispania and Greece.
Can I take a couple and
You better.
Provide
a rhythm?
A little rhythm for you?
Sure.
Or join in the rhythm. I want to join in.
Walking on the beaches is nice for me. Greta likes it too. We are free.
Do we have some sandwiches, or did we forget?
I brought some sandwiches. It's your ass, you bet.
Where is the Tupperware with the cut-up mango?
It's right here in my hango.
Where is your hango? I left it in the car.
It's what I call my handbag, and the car's not very far.
Let's go to the car and get the Tupperware.
Let's get the hango also while we're there.
I've got a nettle sting. I stood on a thistle.
Why don't you put this banana on your thistle? what we're talking about, folks, is a banana peel can sometimes ease a sting.
Yes.
I did have the word missile in the background of my mind, but once I said banana, I couldn't get back to it. So, you know, that's where the song ended. But I enjoyed it very much.
I enjoyed it very much, and that is just a sneak peek into a day in the life of us on our travels, you know? That's what it's like when we have a day out.
And a hango is a pretty good word for a bag, I think, because it hangos over your shoulder.
Yeah, beautiful.
How to get the most.
How to get the most.
How to get the most.
How to get the most.